Shalom, and welcome to Torah Bites. This is Alan Gilman with Torah Bites for the week of May the 9th, 2026, the 22nd of Iyar, 5786. The following is a revised version of a message originally posted the week of June the 4th, 2016, the 27th of Iyar, 5776, and it's entitled Covenantal Foundations. And I'm reading from Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 26, verses 40 through 42. But if they confess their iniquity and the iniquity of their fathers in their treachery that they committed against me and also in walking contrary to me, so that I walk contrary to them and brought them into the land of their enemies, if then their uncircumcised heart is humbled and they make amends for their iniquity, then I will remember my covenant with Jacob, and I will remember my covenant with Isaac, and my covenant with Abraham, and I will remember the land. In this, the last weekly portion of the third book of Moses, we read of the conditions under which God would restore the people of Israel to a right relationship with himself and return them to their land first promised to their forefathers. The covenantal reference in the verses just quoted is key to understanding God's unique arrangement with the people of Israel. This week's parsha describes the blessings of obedience and the consequences of disobedience under the covenantal arrangement established by God through Moses at Mount Sinai. As long as people adhered to God's commands, they as a nation would thrive. But should they reject God's ways, breaking this covenant, they would experience terrible circumstances culminating in oppression by their enemies and exile. In the event this should occur, which indeed it did, God made provision within the Sinai covenant for restoration both to himself and to the land. But note that this provision is not based on the Sinai covenant, but rather on the earlier one made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Israel's existence as a people, including their habitation and their role among the nations of the world, was established not by Sinai through Moses, but by God's unconditional promises to Abraham and passed down to Isaac and Jacob. The Sinai covenant with its conditional blessings came about as a result of God's deliverance of his people from their oppression in Egypt, a deliverance also rooted in his earlier covenant with the forefathers. This is what we read in Shemot, the book of Exodus, chapter 2, verses 23 and 24. During those many days, the king of Egypt died, and the people of Israel groaned because of their slavery and cried out for help. Their cry for rescue from slavery came up to God, and God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. The earlier covenant is the driving force behind all of God's dealings with Israel, so that even if Sinai resulted in failure, which it did, the covenantal foundation would survive. That's why God's judgment upon Israel could never be his final word to them. Even after rejecting God by turning to other gods and suffering the threatened consequences, there would always remain a right of appeal to unconditional promises that predated Moses. This is also why a new covenant would one day be necessary. Jeremiah, chapter 31 of his book, looked beyond the day when these words of judgment would be fulfilled towards a new covenantal arrangement that would finally resolve the sin problem that continually beset Israel under the Sinai covenant. That God's affirmation of his ongoing faithfulness to Israel is based on their being the offspring of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is eloquently stated immediately following. I'm reading from Jeremiah 31, verses 35 through 37. Thus says the Lord, who gives the sun for light by day, and the fixed order of the moon and the stars for light by night, who stirs up the sea so that its waves roar, the Lord of hosts is his name. If this fixed order departs from before me, declares the Lord, then shall the offspring of Israel cease from being a nation before me forever. Thus says the Lord, if the heavens above can be measured and the foundations of the earth below can be explored, then I will cast off all the offspring of Israel for all that they have done, declares the Lord. The establishment of the new covenant on the foundation of the forefathers provides hope for Israel's full eventual restoration. It's in Romans 11:28 that we read, despite Israel's behavior, they are beloved for the sake of their forefathers. More than that, knowing the new covenant is rooted in unconditional promises to Israel assures all its participants, Jewish or Gentile, of God's ongoing faithfulness to them. For more messages like this, visit the Torah Bites website at www.torahbites.org. Email your comments and questions to comments@torahbites.org. And you can follow us on X at Torah Bites. Until next time, this is Alan Gilman with Torah Bites. Lehitraot.